time for my show as That Drummer Guy.
Now you're listening to That Drummer Guy.
Hey Josh,
this is a guitar player. You are listening to That Drummer Guy.
That Drummer Guy.
Oh, where I show you brand new rock and metal you won't hear anywhere else.
Introducing so many people to such a diverse array of bands.
He gives a crap about heavy metal. He gives a crap about hard rock.
Putting out kick-ass metal podcasts
plus brand new exclusive interviews.
The interviews with the helping bands, helping obscure bands especially.
And I'm not wearing any pants.
So let's begin.
That Drummer Guy. Yes.
Hey, this is Richard Christie from the band Charred Walls of the Damned, and I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Halloween! Just like King Diamond, every night to me, Halloween, have a good one!
We'll be right back.
Ghouls and ghouls, you just got done hearing King Diamond with Halloween off the 1987 debut album, Fatal Portrait.
Oh, sorry, folks. I always try to do the Crypt Keeper every year for this very special show, and thank you very much for tuning in and checking out That Drummer Guy's Most Evil Halloween number 9. That's right, 9 years strong of That Drummer Guy, and of course that means the 9th year of the Most Evil Halloween, showing off the most evil songs of the year so far. And since this is coming out the week of Halloween, there's not too many more evil songs that can come out this year, and especially with the year that we had in 2020, you'd think every song about 2020 would just fit in this category. But I decided to switch it up a little bit. In fact, we're going to start things off with a great cover from the band Ad Infinitum off the debut album Chapter 1.
This is Autark from Lightning Swords and Death. You're listening to That Drummer Guy.
Fire.
Welcome back to the show. You just got done hearing Macabre with Your Window Is Open off the 2020 album Carnival of Killers. And before that, starting off the show this week, was Ad Infinitum with This Is Halloween. Of course, that is a cover of the song from The Nightmare Before Christmas. You can hear that on the debut album Chapter 1, Monarch. Coming up now, we got some brand new music from a legendary death metal band known as Cadaver. Off the 2020 return album, Editor and Buyer, this is Cadaver with the song, More Ritual.
Dan from Ne Obliviscaris, and you're listening to That Drummer Guy.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. You just got done hearing Amiensis with Cold Viscera off the 2020 album, At Reaction. Absolutely go check out that album. It is easily not just one of the best Minnesota albums of 2020, but one of the best albums of 2020. And before that was the legendary band known as Cadaver with Morgue Ritual off the 2020 album, Eder and Bile. Coming up now, we're going to be going all the way over to Eastern Europe with the band Krakengren off their 2020 concept album about the legendary book of Frankenstein. This is Krakengren with the title track, Frankenstein. Dina Stride Montanas.
This is Adrian from At The Gates, and you're listening to That Drummer Guy.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the show. You just got done hearing Incantation with Entrails of the Hag Queen, one of my favorite song titles of 2020. And that is off the 2020 album Set of Vile Divinities. And before that was Kraken Grim with the title track off their 2020 concept album Frankensteiner, Stretch My Thomas. Coming up now, I got one more set of music before I got a little bit of a special surprise for you. It's a surprise, unless you checked out the full title of this week's show. But in case you didn't, just keep listening. And listen to this great song, In Paradise Lost. Off the 2020 album Obsidian, this is Paradise Lost with the song Ghosts.
Life and Joe's a serenade.
Drummer guy.
That was another.
Hey, this is Zach
and Rob
Drummer Guy. Thank you.
welcome back to the show. You just got done hearing Winterfelleth with Absolved in Fire off the 2020 album The Reckoning Dawn. And before that was Paradise Lost with Ghosts off the 2020 album Obsidian. Coming up now is a special interview that I did with Mr. Danny Filth of Cradle of Filth to talk about their upcoming live stream at St. Mary's Cathedral coming up this Friday. Tickets still available now. In this interview, we talk about that live stream, upcoming Cradle of Filth, writing in quarantine, and so much more. But before we get into the interview, I'll be playing the song The Vampire at My Side off the 2015 album Hammer of the Witches, followed by my interview with Danny Filth, followed by the song Death and the Maiden off the 2017 album Cryptoriana, The Seductiveness of Decay.
Accompany my bloodshed neath the reaper's sallow crawl. In league with fallen angels came a wolf unto my door. A portrait of perfection, potent as siren song. I spread my dreams beneath her feet and had them wildly pissed. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hiya.
Oh, still there?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you very much for taking time to do this interview.
My pleasure.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be able to catch up with you again. We talked a few years back about the latest Cradle album, and it's just great to be able to talk to you again, and for such a really cool thing that's going to be coming up here on All Hallows Eve of all days, to be able to see you guys playing at St. Mary's Church for a live stream. I think this is such a cool concept that you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's been something that's been quite a while in planning. I know other people have been doing live streams, but you've got to realise we're an international band. We have people in different countries, so it's been quite a journey to get this to where it's got already. And the fact that obviously there's lockdowns around the country and travel corridors have been shut here, there and everywhere. Originally it was happening in July, then it got moved to August because the venue was having structural engineering done to it. And then by the time they said, oh, it's going to be in September, we were like, fuck it, we might as well do it October and put it out on the 20th anniversary of the release of Midian and make a spectacle of it. But yeah, it's obviously we've got a film crew and our crew and, stagehands. And it's quite a project to actually get to where it's got. But it's going to be worth it. It's going
to
be great.
Oh, that's just so fantastic to see. And yeah, I mean, obviously, 2020 not being the year any of us expected, it's great to be able to see a show happening like this on the day that it's happening, at the venue that it's happening. I mean, it seems very Cradle of Filth to be able to pull something off like this.
Well, yeah, like I said, it was due to happen earlier, but we just thought, to be safe, avoid any problems with the venue or anything else, we decided to do it, combine everything. We usually do a show around Halloween. It's always very special for us, obviously. So we just thought we'd kill two birds with one stone.
Oh yeah, and it totally makes sense. And yeah, again, just the way I'm thinking about it too, it's just like it's really cool to see that the way it's come together. And yeah, I mean, even though the fact that it did get pushed back and pushed further back again now into October, now being able to have it with the 20th anniversary going on and just being able to celebrate that album and everything with that, I think that's just, it's so cool to be able to see what you guys are going to be able to do on this show. It's great to see that you guys are still able to make that all happen and make something that I know is just going to be a fantastic show to tune into.
Yeah, hopefully it will be.
So with that in mind, obviously with 2020 not being the year that we were expecting at all, where did the idea come from to do this at St. Mary's Church of all places?
Well, originally we were planning to do the show in the Czech Republic because they still can get a semblance of a live audience there, and playing in front of a couple of hundred people is obviously a lot better. It just contributes to the whole atmosphere. We were still going to film it, everything like that. It's just, yeah, it was going to be a little bit more of a live experience for us. But seeing as we've got a crew and film crew, and it's a lot easier for two people, a guitarist and a drummer respectively, to travel to England and have to quarantine than like at least 15, 16 other people having to do it. So naturally we thought, okay, let's do it in England. And St. Mary's Church, the Colchester Arts Centre, as it's formerly known, was our first choice because it's close to where I live. It's in the next town along, it's like 20 miles away. It's close to where a few members of our crew also live. So it's a lot better situated. It's a great venue. It sounds great. It looks great. It's just like the perfect idea, really. It's the obvious choice.
Yeah, and it's so great to see that it did come together that way. I know a lot of great historic shows have happened at St. Mary's Church, and it's great to be able to see that Cradle of Filth is going to be able to add to that on the 30th of October. With that in mind, I mean, obviously with the band being international and not being able to get together at a moment's notice, like, what was it like trying to get this all together to even come up with one show? I mean, like, for doing a live stream and getting everything together, I mean, how much work was it to be able to like come up with the idea of what you want to do for the live show, the set list, things like that? I mean, how much work is going into it?
A lot. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of logistics have to be sorted from the very get-go. Because obviously the people that run the venue probably were struggling a lot with the whole isolation thing, as in only so many people can work at any one time. We're experiencing that again in England. It's been reduced down to a capacity of 6, but that doesn't include work, and the show is technically work. So yeah, that's been a struggle to get over. And obviously working around the restorative works being done at the venue as well was a pain in the arse. Yeah, I mean, just logistically, it's been difficult. The rest of the stuff is super fun, you know, deciding a set list, you know, talking to our lighting guy, talking to the people who are going to bring the special effects and everything. I mean, we're going to be at the venue for 2 days before anyway. We've got a day's worth of rehearsal with our new keyboardist, who is also on the new album, which the mix starts for that on Tuesday for about possibly a month, who knows, because one good thing that came out of this whole lockdown scenario was that I was in a studio. I could travel to and from the studio. We were allowed to do that. We'd reduced working hours, but we spread the time over a longer period, which just made it way more relaxed, way more creative. We didn't have to worry about higher powers saying you're over budget or you're over time. We probably are over budget, but we worry more about the running out of time thing. And the album will probably be released, I guess, around March or April. So yeah, the everything else, the artistic side of things, as opposed to the logistic side of things, is the fun part. But yeah, a lot of work has gone into it, and it's going to look great. It really is. It's going to be a real spectacle. And as I say, we were there 2 days before, and the day before the actual show is a proper dummy run through, so we can try out the lights, we can try out camera angles, we can get it right, we can get it, so, you know, like an extended sound check almost.
Oh, that's so fantastic to hear, especially that first part, being able to have a couple days to be able to make sure that everything is going to go the way that it should, being able to get all the kinks out and making sure that it's going to be the best show possible. And now hearing that the album is nearly complete now and is on track to be an early 2021 release, I'm so excited to hear that. And I really love the fact that you guys were able to have more time to be able to spend with it too. I mean, obviously some great albums were made under pressure, but so many great albums were made without pressure too. And the fact that you get to be more creative, be able to try more ideas during these hard times, I can't wait to hear that final product coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say it was the best record we've written by far. Yeah, it's got everything. I can really describe it because it's got a bit of everything about it, including some experimentation. I'm not supposed to be talking about the record, but that's all I can say. I mean, even when it comes down to the fact that I'm supposed to be talking about the record, it's going to be very hard to describe it. I always prefer to say, just go and listen to the fucking thing, you know? That's what might happen to be this time around. Go and listen to the fucking thing.
Oh, totally. I can't wait to be able to check that out and hopefully be able to talk to you again coming up in a, you know, that month's time to be able to discuss more about the album and really get see what was behind it.
Yes, I reckon we're going to be looking at March, maybe April. So with that in mind, I guess all the interviews will be starting to become happening around like the second week. Literally when everybody comes back from the Christmas holidays, if there are Christmas holidays this year. I don't mean to be a Scrooge and a humbug, but that's a possibility too, that we're all in lockdown over Christmas. How fun's that going to be? But yeah, I believe that all the press is going to be starting to kick off second week in January. And I think that's a good time because it gives us enough time to get the album finished, mixed. We have to go to Latvia to film the video as well, the first video. So that gives us up to Christmas. And even though we have been in lockdown and we have been doing an album, we've been, you know, extremely busy anyway. I mean, there's a lot of other things that are going on in the periphery, including tours. I mean, we've had a tour booked, a big, big tour with three other big bands that was destined for this September. And at the moment, we're looking at probably, I can't testify to that, who can, but we're looking at probably next September for this tour to be happening. Whether or not other shows will happen for that, who knows? How long's a piece of string?
Oh, totally. Yeah, and like you're alluding to, I mean, it's really hard to say what's going to happen with this year because nobody expected a year like 2020 to happen the way that it has and the way that it's affected everybody and the fact that it could go into 2021 as well.
Bill Gates did.
Oh, sorry.
Bill Gates did.
Oh, sorry, it's kind of cutting out.
I said Bill Gates knew.
Oh, Bill Gates. That is a very fair point. But, you know, thinking about that as well, too, I mean, obviously, with you guys thinking ahead to the future, thinking about that new album, thinking about that huge tour, hopefully, that will be happening next year. You know, when you get to come back to this side and what's coming up now, a little over a month away now with the show at St. Mary's Church, I mean, when you are having that fun time being able to think about the set list, the production and all that stuff. I mean, what's it like to be able to put together a set list when you know that you have a new album on the horizon?
Well, funny you should say that. I literally, no word of lie, just been texted by Marthas, the drummer, about that very thing, because we're looking at the set list literally even as we speak. It's true. I'm looking at it now and going, yeah, it's just, we're still in debate about it. You know, we want, obviously as a band, we want to play as much as possible. And it literally is going to be the only show we play this year. And it's going to be such a big event. You know, I mean, we're going to, having to fly people over, they're going to be here for a week before. I mean, the Czech people, they might even have to, if it may not happen, but at the moment as it stands, they'll be quarantining for a fortnight before. I mean, they'll be holed up in a hotel for 2 weeks to make this happen. So it's a big deal. And subsequently, that's why we're still wrestling over the finer details of what we want to play. We've got a huge discography, you know. We want to give the people varied stuff. We also want to give them something, you know, they haven't heard before, as well as the favourites. I think we'll probably spend more hours on that than anything else.
Oh, I can totally imagine that, too. I mean, just like you said, I mean, there's 12 albums right now, and then the 13th on the way coming up next year. And, you know, just like all the great finer details to make sure that this is going to be such a great show. I mean, when you finally get to see the other guys and you finally get to start doing that soundtrack or soundcheck, I can only imagine how great of a feeling that'll be to, even though it's going to be the only show of the year, just being able to play a show this year.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I've seen the guys, but one by one. That's how I've only been able to see them. Like, I saw Martin in February before the lockdown, Richard just before the lockdown, and then I didn't see anybody else until, the bass player, Dan didn't come until, just before the end of July, and then our new keyboard he went in, and then Ashok. So yeah, it's been a strange year. And I've seen everybody, but briefly. I mean, I didn't want to take any of their time up either. It's like I popped in for an hour of coffee, discussed how things were going, and left. I wasn't going to like get in the way. There's no point me being there when they're like concentrating on their parts, and it's not like normal where they can we're flying you in, you can leave when you're finished. It's like, we're flying you in, you've got to leave on this day. I know that that caused considerable amount of hardship for Ashok, as he literally had to get a ton of stuff done in very little time. You know, like 2 weeks. It's not a lot of time for the amount of stuff that we put into this record.
Oh, I can definitely imagine so. And, you know, it's, you know, just considering everything that's happened this year along with that, you know, it's just like, I'm so curious to hear how that album is going to turn out. And, you know, the fact that you guys are actually going to be able to get together, be able to play the show, and just be able to have that great feeling again until things get back to some kind of normalcy. So, you know, with all of that in mind, I mean, obviously, with so many plans being canceled or rescheduled, I mean, what was it like for you personally? I mean, being close to the studio, obviously, but how was it for you personally this year?
Well, it's been strange, like everybody's, but it's been quite relaxed. It's been good. I've been very creative. The weather's been very nice. The only shit thing was I'm supposed to be going to Italy to meet my girlfriend, whom I haven't seen this year in physically because of this. And we've had to cancel it this morning because it's just costing like an enormous amount of money for the 4 days I was going. And also she's having to, like, because of Spain's position, she had to go and get a special test and forms, and it was just getting ridiculous. And we just said, look, let's leave it for now. I know we're both gutted. I need a holiday. I'm like, before I start a mix, I always go away. It's just what it is. It is what it is, and you just have to suck it up and get on with it. You know, it's not the end of the world, and we're not in prison. I mean, people say, oh yeah, you know, I've had to stay in. It's like, you're not in fucking prison. You're in your own house. You've got Netflix. You know, you can do what you want. You can go lie in the garden. You haven't got a garden, be on the balcony. I know, no. It's not as hard as it, you know, as people make out. And it's been quite lenient here as well, because we've had great weather. And I live in a part of the country that has seen not a huge amount of the coronavirus. In fact, I know no one who's actually had it. Not to say that it doesn't exist, but yeah, it's been good. Obviously, there's been a few ups and downs. You know, I had a week where I was like here on my own, couldn't see anybody else. So that was a little, you know, started talking to my dialect and Alexa a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I love the fact you actually took advantage of everything this year. I mean, just like you said, like having to be in this quarantine and having to do things the way that we have been is not as hard as so many people are making it out to be. And you've actually proved that not only can you actually continue working on yourself and working on the band, I mean, the fact that the new album is nearly completed now, you're thinking about this show coming up on October 30th, being able to do that, hopefully 2021, with hopefully touring being able to happen again. I mean, you actually took advantage of this year rather than just wallowing like a lot of people have done this year.
Well, I think everybody just has to look at it as mutate and survive, you know, and that's how the future is going to have to be. We have to mutate and survive. The coronavirus is going to be doing that.
Yeah, it's so true. And yeah, I mean, there's got to be some kind of optimism and just trying to think of looking forward to the future and just like even for your own sanity, like just trying to look forward to the future and just like trying to better yourself when it comes to that too. And the fact that you've already said that you feel that the new Cradle of Filth album is the best work that you guys have done. I mean, it might not have even come out the same way had you not had all this time to be able to sit down and work on it this year the way that you have been.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, totally.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I've got another caller coming in. I've got my next interview starting in a second.
Oh, sorry.
Can we just do one more question, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. I guess I was off by the time frame, but yeah, I think we're actually at a good spot where we can wrap things up, and yeah, being able to talk about this again, the live stream for Cradle of Filth coming up at St. Mary's Church, coming out the 30th of October. I can't wait to be able to check it out. I think this is such a cool show that you guys are going to be able to do, and everything looking forward to coming up in 2021 with the new album, hopefully the new touring, hopefully coming back to the States at some point. Again, it was great to be able to talk to you again. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. Thank you. It's been great talking to you as well.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm really looking forward to several months from now being able to hopefully talk again in detail about the new album. And yeah, once again, thank you for your time on this press day.
Thank you. Take care. Cheers.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Beneath this staging mask of time that grasps. I've slept delightfully within these open arms. Plucked, I'm a magnet to your charms.
Welcome back to the show. You just got done hearing Cradle of Filth with Death and the Maiden off the 2017 album Cryptoriana, The Seductiveness of Decay. And before that was my interview with Danny Filth of Cradle of Filth, which once again, they have their live stream at St. Mary's Cathedral this Friday. Make sure to go get your tickets. And before that was Cradle of Filth with The Vampire at My Side off the 2015 album Hammer of the Witches. And up now, I got one more set of music towards the end of Halloween for this year. But I want to go on a little more of a humorous route to end things off this year, and we're going to go right now with the Black Dahlia Murder off the 2020 album Verminous. This is the Black Dahlia Murder with the song The Werewolf's Feast.
We'll be right back. This is Tom G. Warrior, formerly of Hellhound and Celtic Frost, now Trypticon. You're listening to That Drummer Guy.
What do you mean, Satan?
It's just that, well, I just want to make sure you know I've never had any sort of, you know, relationship with your mothers, whether it be physical, or emotional, or whatever. In fact, I've never even met your mothers.
Yeah, we know. We weren't suggesting that or anything. We just meant that we are your sons in the figurative sense. We were not suggesting that you had sexual intercourse with our mothers.
Great. Okay. I'm really glad we cleared this up. I guess just, I don't know, go to the guitar solo now or something.
Sons of Satan, by witch's taint, which of course means two things.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to throw that in there one more time. Yes, you just got done hearing Witch Taint with Sons of Satan off the 2020 album, Sons of Midwestern Darkness. And before that was the Black Dahlia Murder with the Wereworm's Feast off the 2020 album, Verminous. And that does it for the show this week. Thank you so very much for tuning in and checking out some of the most evil songs of 2020. And of course, my interview with Danny Filth of Cradle of Filth. And one last plug, go check out their brand new live stream that's going to be at St. Mary's Cathedral this Friday. Tickets are still available. Go check it out. And until next week, This is That Drummer Guy saying, vote early. Make sure to vote November 3rd, if you haven't already. See ya.
This has been my show, as That Drummer Guy. Tune in next week to hear some brand new music you may not have heard yet, and check out brand new interviews from bands you'll want to check out. Stay up to date with everything That Drummer Guy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and ThatDrummerGuy.com for all of your Drummer Guy needs. Intro and outro music is provided by Cloud Kicker. Support Cloud Kicker. CloudKickerMusic.bandcamp.com. That Drummer Guy is a creation of Josh Runquist. Any other use of That Drummer Guy without consent is prohibited. All rights reserved. Until next time.
Hang on there, stay positive. It's worth the fight. I fucking promise you it's worth the fight.